Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, the barbarian is here, the dramatic race. Oh, yes. Epic episode 181. And tonight's episode, the American War Inferno. Epic episode, yet again, with a star date of the 16th of November, 2023 AD. Thank you all for being here tonight. Welcome one and all. As I say each week, we are a world at war. Well, my friends, yet again, we meet on the radio airwaves, and I love it. As Sun Tzu once said in The Art of War, an evil man will burn his own nation to the ground to rule over the ashes. Sounds a lot like Joe Biden, or President Xi of Red China, who visited California this week. Socrates once said, I know you won't believe me, but the highest form of human excellence is to question oneself and others. I agree. But we're gathered around tonight. This is our fireside chat, America. It's kind of a dark and stormy nights here in the Arizona foothills and mountains. We're getting lots of rain, I guess, this weekend. It's building up, storm clouds building up over Arizona, much like the world right now. Ominous-looking skies, ominous-looking clouds, clouds cover. Well, a true man in the high castle moment in U.S. history for the communist leader of China, President Xi visited California. Red China is trying to set a track to conquer America without firing one damn shot, as they want our nation ceded to them in court or through the high court through the use of the UN, evil UN, and their so-called diplomats, due to our high national death. Now, you'll see this will play out someday. China is trying desperately to wreck our economy by dumping U.S. Treasury bills so they can spark Civil War 2.0 and then move in for the kill shot of our republic, or what's left of it, right? There are many nefarious deeds, known and unknown, going on right now in the undercurrent of America. Make no mistake about it. A lot of things going on. We appreciate your cards and letters, telegrams and phone calls and emails during the week. We have a lot of new listeners. Just fantastic. We're reaching a lot of people, and that's what this show was designed for. And at the same time, we are not trying to be all things to all people. We are not trying to curry favor with groups who hate our message. We're not trying to be the biggest show. We're not going for a Fox News segment, thank God. We're not trying to be a rhino show. that can claim millions of listeners, but no real patriots. Now, our show's different. This show, we want to be lean, mean, stealth. Smaller sometimes is better. We're more nimble. We're like commandos out on maneuvers. We're rangers. We're special forces on the radio. Green Berets. Militia. Well, we will talk about all this international intrigue tonight on the Von Wien Show, where we always leave no stone unturned. We are well aware of the Chinese Red Menace, the Maoist revolution going on, as we are truly, unlike most shows, we are truly true blue America first. It's our consistent theme and message. We are your righteous friend on the radio airwaves of today. Blog Talk Radio every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Mountain Bravo time. We'll be broadcast to the world, and all our servicemen, expats, and fans overseas who are in harm's way. Vigilance is our code. Strength and honor is our motto. Well, San Francisco was ready to fix its main problem, right? All the homeless, feces in the streets, trash everywhere, garbage. Big Democrat city. Now, they wouldn't clean it up for you and me. They wouldn't clean it up for America or the United States, to be official about it. But they did clean it up for a Chinese communist dictator. How about that, America? Think about it. Xi Jinping, who, by the way, is a big flurry of opposition about Biden calling him a Chinese dictator, tin pot hat. Well, he is a dictator. And on my show, we are the eternal enemy of red communist China, and we're proud of it. We have the balls to say it, unlike our gutless, weak administration. Democrat scum in the White House. Red Dawn America, that's what I thought when I saw his jet flying in to San Francisco, like a scene from Man in the High Castle. Red Dawn America, there it is. I think the powers that be, China, the generals, the diplomats, who I keep a close eye on, and their comments, I think they realize that the patriots are far, far stronger, bigger than they had originally thought. They thought we were going to be an easy pushover nation. So I think they've opted for the legal route and the Civil War route and the economic implosion of America to make their big move. There might be some military here or there, but that's why China's dumping those T-bills left and right all week long. Oh, yeah, I've noticed it. President Xi of China flies into California, and everyone snaps to attention for his presidential visit, like little toy soldiers honoring and bowing to this scumbag who has murdered millions, this Chinese dictator, killer, hates his own people. And by the way, he's definitely afraid of assassination. And he should be. The second in command of China, who was loved or liked, respected by the people, was found allegedly murdered in Shanghai about a month ago. Oh, you haven't heard about that, have you? I also got a word tonight from some pretty good sources that, remember Fang Fang? That Chinese whore that hung out with Congressman Swalwell? Well, news has it that she died in a plane crash in China today or yesterday. Interesting how that works. Her plane just fell from the sky. She knew too many secrets. knew too many things. They extracted everything out of her, and they were done with her in a typical Chinese communist way. The plane's got a mechanical problem at 30,000 feet. No way to salvage it, and the plane crashed into a mountain. Fang Fang is bye-bye. Oh, yeah, you haven't heard that either, have you? Well, we have our ear to the ground in this studio, and we have many people who feed this show information. From American businessmen in China, that's people in the military, and then it goes on from there. Well, we already know the Chinese communist saboteurs are here inside America. They're just waiting for their military signal. We know that to be true. I can tell you that all threats to America will be taken seriously by the Von Wehunt Show, not so much by our government as we know it, but by the Patriot Front in its many, many forms. That's all I'll have to say about that. Keep your eye on the economy, Mr. and Mrs. America. Signs that complete economic collapse underway or imminent. We hope that's not true. I want Americans to do well, but under Biden, let's face facts. Let's cut to the chase. As they say, it's getting tougher and tougher for most Americans. Interest on the U.S. debt tops $1 trillion. Our credit rating has been downgraded to negative by Moody's, and banks are apparently suddenly closing some accounts for no frickin' apparent reason. Also, what spooked traders this week was the death cross. Despite stocks soaring on cooling inflation news, Dow's 50-day average dropped below the 200-day line in a grim chart pattern that signals normally a looming crash. And this death cross appeared on the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Monday. What a way to start Monday. Indications of a market crash. Typical Monday, right? Well, the ominous sign is often an indicator of a big downturn in the market. This pattern has appeared before major crashes, including 1929, the start of the Great Depression, 1938, 1974, from the oil embargo, in 2008 under Democrat Obama. We're about to have another one under Democrat Biden. And more Democrat wars with Israel to try to get us out of it. While the media continues to blow smoke of the nation's, telling us we are financially better off as millions of Americans are maxing out their credit cards just to pay their basic bills to survive the price of food. Have you seen food? It's just gone through the roof. From restaurants to it doesn't matter. Grocery stores are now very expensive. They're maxed out for credit cards to pay their rent, their mortgage, their utility bills, power and water, et cetera. Signs of economic collapse are all around us. Have you seen all the retail space that's for lease? They're having a quiet commercial real estate meltdown. Very quiet these things are. But they take root. They do take hold. It took a few years for people to admit the truth, in my book. The life in America has drastically downgraded under Biden. Inflation has surged to 40-year highs under Biden. The U.S. trade deficit has increased by 24.6%. Public debt has increased 22.5%. Home prices have increased well over 30%. But that's good if you own a home. You're sitting on a gold mine of equity. Gas prices have doubled, and the consumer price index spiked 17.1% under Biden. simply look around and you can see that we pay more for absolutely everything. Getting crazy. And all this talk about guns. And by the way, I went to the Mesa Gun Show. And we got the big gun show coming up here in Phoenix, Scottsdale, the Crossroads of the West, December 1st. And I'm going. I went to the Mesa Gun Show. And I'm looking out here in my studio, my new Mossberg 88 Cruiser shotgun. Oh, yeah. Tactical style, all black, beautiful gun. Can't wait to shoot it. Mossberg, great German gun company. You know what? There's always room for one more gun in your arsenal because you never know. And I love guns. Not more than life itself, but almost. Son of a military family, I grew up with guns in the house. We were ready for Red Dawn invasion, I'm telling you. We were ready for anything. My dad was not messing around. Men of his caliber back in his day, they saw too much war. They saw the world, and they couldn't wait to get back to the States back then, because back then the States were pretty damn good. They saw so much carnage overseas. But they armed up our house. This Mossberg, just a beauty. Well, I pity the fool that comes in here, and my close friends will tell you the same. Well, gosh, we got a great show for you. This is going to be a very powerful show. A lot of callers, a lot of news. We have to get through all of it, and I guarantee you we will, because we are formidable. We are the armada on the radio airwaves. Two Steps from Hell. The song is called Armada. Well, about guns, I got to mention this. It's the old leftist anti-gun standby. You know what the leftist Democrats always say? They love to pretend, these people. They have very weird imaginations. The Democrats like to pretend when you ever enter into any kind of a national debate with them over guns. They like to pretend that the Second Amendment was drafted by those old, crudgy guys called the Founding Fathers only to protect hunting and maybe, you know, self-defense against some criminal thugs that were trying to, you know, barge into their barn at night or grab their horses or trying to steal a cow. And they thought, you know, a one-shot shotgun or a gun would be fine for that, right? And that's kind of what your typical leftist Democrat, you kind of grudge and go, yeah, you might need a gun to protect your home or ranch. Or, you know, if you are a hunter, of course, if you bought the state license and you gave the government some money, you can now hunt. Well, in America, you used to be able to hunt with impunity without buying a state license. But I can see where things have changed. But they ignore the fact that the Founding Fathers explicitly, I repeat, explicitly created gun rights, not for hunting or for stopping somebody to get into your colonial barn, but they created gun rights for the purpose of repelling and overthrowing a corrupt government. The Democrats like to pretend as if Americans are not supposed to have access to military-grade weapons, when that is exactly what the Second Amendment was enshrined to protect. And that's true. You go back, if you want to, look at what the Founding Fathers said. They were deathly afraid of our small, fragile country, you know, being invaded again. And it was by the Brits again, War of 1812. They wanted America to be like Switzerland, where everyone had a machine gun, if they had them back then, in your closet, under your bed, ready to go. They wanted every colonial man to be a Minuteman, ready at a moment's notice. We have threats against our country today. Enemies licking their chops, wanting to take over America. Well, they're going to probably do it economically. I've always said that. They want our buildings intact. They want our infrastructure intact. They're trying to dumb you down, America. They're trying to put more drugs, more fentanyl on our streets to weaken our country, whether it's cartels, China. The layoffs in our economy will do further damage. And notice how, like always, they always lay people off right before the holidays. Merry Christmas, America. F you. Have fun shopping with no Christmas cash. Right? I mean, it's to further your humiliation. I'll break it down for you. They want you to be humiliated during the holidays where you don't have a job, you've got no income. They want to demoralize you and have you mope around. That's what they want. They're demonic. And misery loves company. And that's exactly what they are trying to do yet again. It's to further your over humiliation, make you feel terrible about your economic situation. Well, most Americans have been there and done that, right? Biden regime, in my view, is trying to finish the job of destroying America from within. And that is, if the economy doesn't fully collapse before the 2024 presidential election anyway. There's a lot of people that feel that there will not be a 2024 election. We shall see. But it wouldn't surprise me the way things are going. By the way, you know, these elites, they talk about, oh, we're safe, we're cool, we've got our dumbs, our underground tunnels. Well, what's under the Denver airport is a massive underground nuclear bunker that the congressional criminals, and the White House terrorists will scurry off to prior to outright launching their endgame of World War III or having America attacked. They have to do that because we're in the way of their great reset. We're in the way. Whether you know it or not, I'm telling you, America, we are in the way of what they really want to do. So they think they're going to go in there, little dumbs, and leave the rest of us up on top of the ground. It's going to look like some apocalyptic scene, like from the movie Terminator 2, Judgment Day. You know? But they don't know something that I do know. This has been long prophesized, but the Hopi Indians in northern Arizona have said, and they have predicted exactly what our so-called elites are going to do, or what they're thinking about doing. They say that there will be a great earthquake sent by God when they go into their tunnels and dumps, and they will be sealed over if they ever destroy this sacred land of America, this blessed land. And you have to admit, America is a very blessed land. We got timber, two oceans on every coast. We got mountains, forests, desert. We got it all. We got it all. Unlike most of the crappy world. Well, if they do that, the ancient Hopi say that they will then be underground. They'll fight amongst each other for primacy, for scarce supplies of food, water, and other resources. Underground, it'll be a war. They'll cannibalize each other. The resources will be used up over time. Then they will resort to killing each other, eating each other like insects and parasites. The end, game over. That's what they say. And it makes a lot of sense to me because these people are power-hungry nut jobs, and they would kill each other to see who would rule underground in the underworld once they nuke the top or try to. But I say if they go in their dumbs, the Patriots should steal them under about those apples. The globalists need America to fall. They just do. America must, absolutely must be destroyed in their eyes in order for the new world order to be fully implemented. America is the key component to their plans. It has to be. So while all eyes may now be on Israel and Ukraine, those proxy wars, right, and battles, you should understand on this show that the real target is us, for the United States of America. We are the target. America is the real target. Those are all distractions to suck away our blood and treasure once again. It's all designed to weaken us internally. Weaken America as much as they can. You know, death by a thousand cuts, right? Well, now we're funding both sides of the Israel-Hamas war, and we're stirring up the war drums with other Islamic nations as well, because our leaders have been promised. They've been promised untold riches and power and control if they just sign on the dotted line, cede America to the New World Order, the globalists, which the leader is China. Haven't they told you for 30, 40 years now that China is the model? They don't just say that to say it. I've heard that everywhere. China is the model for corporate America, for our government, for the way they want populations to be raised in the future. They want gulags. They want 24/7 surveillance. Hell, we heard it this past week from the shill biatch Nikki Haley, saying she wants to surveil all Americans. You cannot go on the internet and be anonymous anymore if she were to be the president. And thank God she never will be. Just a bottom paid for by Israel and China. Our leaders need to destroy America. And I'm telling you, they will do it. There's enough cash on the table. They will suck up that cash like the traitors that they all are. They'll suck it up, and they'll act like nothing happened. And they'll say, screw you, America. I got mine. Screw you. To what they're going to say. We'll see about that. The government now claiming to represent the United States, in my view, is in place specifically to destroy the United States. Every action they take, if you watch, every action, every law, every regulation, every vote they take in every situation, foreign and domestic, underscores that fact. Telling you, ask yourself an honest question. Any law you hear or regulation, ask yourself, how does this better America? How does this better American business or our economy or our fellow man and woman out there in America? How does it benefit us as America first? Or just as a basic nation, it doesn't. When you really analyze it, everything they do, whether they're Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter anymore. And it barely mattered before, but now it doesn't matter. It's all designed to weaken the country, get you from within, and this underscores it, and time again. Our destroyers are not so much enemies of America. Our destroyers that reside in Congress and the Roman Senate and in the bureaucracy. I say just look around and open up your eyes, America, to what's really going on. What's going to happen, the New World Order, or whatever you want to call it, the Great Reset after the economic implosion. It's going to be a series of what they love is humiliation rituals. Things like in the 1930s where you're all lined up to get a donut and a cup of coffee or a little bowl of crappy soup. In their eyes, there will only be two classes of people, masters and slaves. This is the truth, America. And they can't wait to get their hands on your guns. Do you get it now? Bubba America has to kneel and bow to hostile foreign power in the Middle East, and its lobby in America is way too powerful. If I was president, I'd clip the wings of these lobbyists like you've never seen before, and many would be sent packing, deported out of my country forever. Permanent ban at bayonet point if I had to. I'd march them out to sea, have the sharks eat them. Our enemies, foreign and domestic, also know that they will have a tough time, thanks to you and me, crushing the American spirit of freedom as long as our people are armed to the teeth. And I will tell you this, there will be more mass shootings. They'll have them every now and then to remind you that they've got to confiscate your guns, right? We're going to have mass shootings and an ever-growing call for more and more gun control and confiscation. At the same time, they're drugging up the American people. They're dumbing them down to make this a reality. Don't think fentanyl is over here just because it makes lots of money, but it also kills off a lot of our youth, kills off a lot of the dreams of people, demoralizes people. It does kill many Americans. It's asymmetrical warfare. But also the drugs, the demoralization. They want to get a population that will outvote you, that will outgun you, if you will, at the ballot box. Where they got 70% of the country on their side, at least 60%, and they're going to move for confiscation. Just like Australia, England, and all the rest of those bitch cuck Western countries. The fact that mass shootings and violence are most prevalent in gun-free zones and gun-free cities is of no consequence to them. The mass shootings will continue until you obey, until you are in compliance, until we are all forced to disarm, or they will make that attempt. They'll cut your credit cards off, fire you from your job. These things are really going to happen to you, folks. They're going to make you unemployed. They'll cut off your benefits, cut off your power and water. They're going to make your life so miserable that you will succumb for a cup of coffee, a cup of soup, and a donut. As you stand in line, like the other slaves who are afraid to do anything but stand in a government line. And meanwhile, we're also on a collision course with destiny. I'm telling you, we are on a collision course right now. This is not 50 years from now, not 20. Right now, here and now, be here now. We're on a major collision course as America is not only broke, but we've gone more than bankrupt long ago. And that, too, was by design. America, what the globalists want must suffer. Now the consequences and a financial collapse in order to bring about the Great Reset with our new global digital currency. World War III, they'd say it, would be the perfect, ideal scapegoat to get all that done. With no blame laid at the feet of our so-called leaders who secretly made it all happen to begin with. They'll blame Putin. You'll see them blame Turkey. They'll blame terrorists. They'll blame phantom ghost people that can't be named and can't be found. Or they'll blame it on Iran. They'll blame it on something. Never them. Remember that. It's never the U.S. Congress's blame. It's always somebody else's blame. Because America loves to project out on the world, doesn't she? America loves to predict. It's never their fault. It's always somebody else's fault, right? On the contrary, I hate to say it, most Americans will be eager to accept the new reset economy as the government once again comes to our rescue to solve the problems they caused in the first place. Problem, reaction, solution. Never forget that. It's amazing how far we've fallen. It's amazing what's going on. I warn you again today that things in the news and things happening in the world are not always as they seem. Remember, the so-called news only lets us see what they want us to see. It's a programming device, programming your minds, my mind, to blindly accept lies as truth. Terrible things may be coming to our country in the near term. Hope I am wrong. I'd love to be wrong about that. The new year, 2024, will be unlike anything we can even imagine right now. So I urge you to prepare. I talked to my friends in Dallas who are multimillionaires. I'm not, but they are. And they tell me from their standpoint, 2024 is going to be terrible. Absolutely terrible for business. Absolutely terrible for the average Joe on the street because they care about those. Because these guys are all self-made. They had no silver spoon in their mouth. They got lucky, yeah. They worked hard, but they made it back in the day. Many of them have tried businesses themselves and lost a million or two, but they recovered. Some went belly up. But these guys have still got their money, and that's what they're telling me to tell you, just so you know. You can take it for what it's worth. Keep those jobs going. Keep that money flowing. If you've got a job, consider yourself unfortunate. You may not love it or like it, but if it's bringing in some cash for you, I'll tell you this too, that a lot of business people here in Phoenix, I know a director in a company I used to consult with, and they tell me they're getting 70 to 80 resumes for one job opening here in Phoenix. And many of the resumes are from out-of-state people. They don't even live locally. They're willing to go anywhere in the country to get a decent paying job. So the economy is not what they say it is. I know you know that. I have a very smart audience. We know what's going on. We know what's happening. And it's getting worse by the day. And, you know, it used to be the Republicans this, the Republicans that. And it sounds a little bit like this. Love that. Well, folks, there's a lot going on. We'll get more in depth in all of this. I've been studying this stuff for a long time, and we are fortify your home. We're going to see amazing things in our lives, and we already have. We're going to see more. We're at a real crossroads in history. Are you a cowboy, America? Are you ready to ride the range? Are you ready to do what's necessary in time of national crisis? Well, I hope so. You've reached the Von Wien Show. Take no prisoners. We are ready for anything. Welcome to the show.
Riding on the range, I've got my hand.
that. Great song there. I want to be a cowboy, Boyz II Men. Well, let's get to the phones right away. And let's get to this 417 area code for Missouri. Is this Catwoman or is this somebody else? Welcome to the show.
Did you say Catwoman? Did you say Catwoman?
I did. No. Guilty as charged. Just kidding.
Give you two more chances.
Ron Reck.
Ron Reck, you know what you see me today. What's happening?
How you doing, sir? How are you tonight, man?
Excellent.
Good.
I'm through. I ain't done a show all week. Bad me, but I've been busy. I've been real busy.
You and me both.
Yeah,
and
man,
me,
how you doing? Excellent. Yeah. Well, winter's coming, man. It's going to get cold.
I know. Winter, it's my favorite time of the year is winter. I love it cold.
I do too, man. I mean, Turkey Day's coming. That's not advertised anymore because they no longer give a shit about Thanksgiving because they ain't thankful for shit. So we go right from Halloween straight to Christmas. Fuck Turkey Day. That's how we play. The white privilege, I guess, or whoever the fuck.
Hey, thank God for white privilege.
I'm saying privilege. Yeah, man. You bet. We're thankful for you let us come steal your shit. Thanks for the land.
Exactly.
I mean, anyway, in this
Love
year,
it.
I mean, the way shit's going on, what's there to be thankful for? Thankful for what, you know?
Right.
I mean, come on. That's the problem with people.
I know.
You know, when I came up with my show, you know, and people, well, that's kind of a catchy name for a show. I said, what do you mean? I said, it wasn't, you know, given to be a catch. It's a reality call. Crazy Nation Radio. It's crazy. This whole nation is crazy. Many more like it.
Oh, I love your, yeah. You have a really good job. I've tried to call in a few times, but they were having issues on Blog Talk, so. But I've heard it. Great show.
Yeah.
And give the plug, folks. The Ron Reck has Crazy Nation Radio. Tell the audience when your show is on. They got
to
hear it.
Whenever it wants to be. It's spontaneous. Generally, it's on 10 o'clock at night, Central Standard Time. You can catch me on just about every night of the week. Sometimes I'm not. But just remember 10 o'clock and just take a look at Blog Talk Radio or follow the show, and we'll send you an announcement. We'll tell you. And we'll send you email. Say, hey. Sound rocked. Rex out tonight. He's loose. You know, so when they cut me.
Well, you play some damn good classic rock, man, on your show. Play some good music.
Yeah. I'm a rocker. Absolutely, man. I love to rock. I mean,
me
life's too short
love
to lay around and get sleeping, you know, getting nappy and shit. And then,
totally agree.
Because we do, we're going to become what we are. They're trying to turn us into lazy. Lazy people. And, you know,
yep.
Man, listen, Bon, I got some sweet news for you. I've just seen the greatest things ever. I mean, this is going to be something everybody needs to hear about. I promise you this. I went by a Taco Bell, a Sonic, and a McDonald's. And there was nobody in the drive-thrus. I'm like, holy shit. So, yeah, then a friend of mine calls me up, like, a couple hours later. I'm cruising through Branson, Missouri. A friend of mine calls me. He says, hey, man, what are you doing? I said, nothing yet. He goes, okay, so you're cruising? Yeah, I'm cruising. He goes, man, me and the old lady went to Taco Bell last night. I said, oh, cool, right on. I'm glad you ate that trashy shit. But are you at the hospital? He goes, no, man, I'm not there. But he goes, but I tell you what, I'm in bankruptcy court. I said, what do you mean? He goes, man. He goes, man, you would not believe what it cost for me and the old lady to go out to eat Taco Bell last night. And he goes, I said, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. But I said, I did notice earlier that there ain't no many cars and drive-thrus. This is lunchtime.
Right.
And that's kind of funny,
right.
You know what I mean? So
it is.
Yeah, it was. But anyway, he tells me this tale. He was like, when I got done telling the chick what I wanted on the intercom, she says, well, I like me $51, man. $51, okay? And
exactly.
I said, well, what did you... Did you order the fucking menu? He just know about maybe four or five items. $51, yeah. No wonder ain't no cars there. Well, that's, and I think it's great. I do. Keep jacking up them prices. McDonald's, matter of fact, McDonald's is claiming next month, okay, next month, a Big Mac in California is going to cost you about $18 by itself. It ain't got no fries on it, no french fries, a drink,
nothing.
By itself. $18. No, in the right
and it's prepared to you by illegal aliens who don't wash their hands on top of that.
They want to AI it, too. They want to AI it. They want to AI this, man. I'm telling you, AI operations are
working.
We don't have to worry about labor no more. Fuck them. The machine will do it. Yeah. So now
but
the time to become a machine.
Even with AI,
listen.
They won't lower the price. They're going to charge even more. Now AI is making your Big Mac.
Exactly.
We're going to charge
more. Absolutely.
Pay for all the AI computers.
The machine costs me 12 cents a minute to run. So I compare it to paying, Billy Bob $26 an hour. Of course I would go AI. Absolutely. You'd be stupid not to.
Right.
But the problem is the average Joe person like us can't afford this shit. I mean, $51, man.
I think
it consisted of four Supreme tacos and a couple burrito Supremes and a couple drinks and some other shit. Nothing much, but $51.
Yeah, it used to cost $18 at the most.
Oh,
back
you
in the day, not that long ago.
Absolutely.
Maybe 12,
you slam down.
$11.50,
right. Walk out there asking for oxygen. You know what I mean? But no.
You could give them food place at 20. It used to be right, Ron. You could walk into any fast food restaurant in America, give them a 20, give them an Andrew Jackson, be full, and get lots of change back.
Yeah.
Bills and change.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, then they
roll.
Would
those
you like to donate
over.
To round out your purchase? That's
oh, I hate that.
Like, you ever seen one of those?
You're the one I love. You're the one. Sir, do you want to, Vaughn, will you donate your change? Fuck no.
Right.
It's my change.
Right.
And they go, what? It's my change. And they go, oh, I have to get a manager to open up the safe to get you your, I go, well, get the effing manager and get the damn change. You dumb millennial. You dumb Generation Z-er. Oh, okay.
Then I will take cards.
Yes.
Yeah. Then they only take cards. They don't take cash anymore.
Right
off the back, fuck you. Matter of fact, I own a food trailer, and we do kind of gig, and we do these food festivals and shit like this. Seem like, Apple Days, bullshit like that. It's good money. Let me tell you, food trailer is damn good money. I ain't no doubt about it. I guarantee it. My food trailer is a money-making son of a bitch, and I love it. But we could burn these people down. In reality, I guarantee you, if you parked me in front of a McDonald's, or across the street from McDonald's, I guarantee you my place would be packed 10 feet fucking long compared to McDonald's. You know why? My shit is real. The food is handmade. You know what I'm saying? You get a quarter pound ground beef and a burger. Right. And you're only going to pay $5 for it. However you want.
That's what the American people want.
You want sautéed mushrooms? You want sautéed mushrooms and baby Swiss cheese? You got it. You want chili with nacho cheese on top of that motherfucker? You got it. You want it deluxe? You got it. Bacon cheese?
Now we're talking.
I mean, I'm talking throw down serious fucking American burger. The real shit, right? At $5 a piece of steak, think about it. I won't lose. There's no way I can lose making money because, in fact, there's a pound of beef, ground beef average, when I'm paying the slaughterhouse is about $4 a pound, right? So think about it. You got a dollar per burger involved with the meat alone, okay? And you got about another 25 cents involved in the bun and fucking condiments on top of it.
That's right.
So you're in for a buck and a quarter buck, 35, buck 50, we'll say. Okay, just be nice, about buck 50. Okay? So you're still making $3.50 a burger.
I know.
So if you're
and
you're
the beverage
in that,
and the chips is extra.
Yeah, you figure a 12-ounce can of soda charge $3. Bag of chips, $1. I mean, nothing, what I'm saying? It's nothing crazy. Sodas went up. Waters went up. It's all went up. But now, there are some things we can't really get by with giving away to it. But the burger alone is all it takes.
Right.
You know, it is. It's just that's all it takes. I would literally end their fucking day. At $5 for that kind of burger. You know what I'm saying? Compared to fucking $18 for a Big Mac that's made out of fabricated plastic and bullshit. You know what I mean? And don't blow you up. Doesn't stick your fucking ribs. That's the difference. But, you know, I don't know if I would ever want to do it. Maybe I would. If I could get by with it just to do it, I'd have to put it on fucking YouTube. You know what I mean? I mean, it'd be on the local news.
Great.
I'm sure I'd be on the local fucking news. So, you know, but, you know, I let my kids
awesome.
Actually run it. So, I mean, it's all my
That'd
recipes
so
and my
awesome.
Shit and everything. Oh, yeah, but it's a fun part. It's kick-ass. And I do that for all kinds of different gigs. We just speak it fucking stupid about it. But we do fry mushrooms.
I know, man. It's like, what
do you all kinds of?
Yeah, Ron, have you ever noticed this? Like, the trash cans at McDonald's. I mean, how small can you make the frickin' hole? And the trash can.
Yeah.
Every year it gets smaller. It's all the size of a silver dollar. I go, and then they get mad at me. I open up the frickin' door, and I pull the trash can out, old school style. He goes, oh, sir, what are you doing? Door truck. I'm trying to put the trash away. Your hole on the top isn't big enough, numbnuts. Oh, I go, no buts about it. Look at that hole. Well, other people do it. Other people don't do it. And that's why your whole restaurant's full of trash. Look around. I said, guys, when's the last time you've washed down these tables?
Yeah.
Get to water.
Well, think about it. It's the size of that fucking hole.
Fucking
table. But who gives a shit how big that fucking hole is? They've been able to swallow that fucking trash bucket. Wherever it lands, it lands. It's your problem, not mine. So there you go. Fuck them.
That's right. You work here. I don't, loser. I go,
right.
I don't go to Burger King mess around with your place.
Right. That's like Walmart with your self-checkout. I just love that shit, too. That's fun. I was in there one day. I was with my assistant, and we're standing in the middle of that shit. I said, you know what? I said, Randy, check this out, man. He goes, what's that? I says, look at all these people around us. Well, look at how they're all fucking packed and checking out the shit, right? And you see the different entities in each of these people. I said, here's the deal. Here, I said, I'm going to explain something to you. This is going to be one of my famous quotes. He goes, oh, yeah, what's that going to be, Chief? And I said, welcome to the land of Targ. You have just entered the third dimension of mentally fucking retarded people. You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And the most dumbest ones are the fuckers at Walmart, okay? Not the workers. I'm not blaming them, but some of them are not too fucking right anyway, because they work there.
Sure.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? But it's the fuckers that run the show.
I call them Walmartians, like space people, like aliens. Walmartians.
I call them door Nazis when I'm going out of the Heil Hitler to them when I go out. You know, Heil Walmart, but I can't help myself. But anyway, Walmart is eating yourself alive, and it's funny. I think it's great. I think self-checkout's perfect. You know how much money is walking out of that fucking building?
What in shoplifting?
You can't really consider it shoplifting. They're just walking out with
it. I know.
And they're not,
I agree.
Right, and they're rolling. All them guys ain't checking them fucking receipts. You know that. You know, it can be a set inside job. You know what I mean? One person knows who
sure
it is.
Told,
why not? You know? Take advantage of it. You know, and every time it's got me too, I skip the scanner. I'm like, get the scanner. Fuck this bitch. Just didn't read it. You know what I mean? You know, I had somebody called me up. Somebody got arrested. I said, okay, well, that's not cool. Why? For shoplifting at Walmart. I said, what do you mean? Well, they said they skipped the scanner. Okay. I said, well, did they leave the store? Well, no. I said, they arrested him right there at the checkout? He goes, yeah. I said, well, somebody fucked up. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you ain't shoplifting until you exit the door. Once you get in the parking lot with whatever you stole, then now it's shoplifting. But as long as it's still in that building, you have any opportunity time to check it out, you know. I went past the restaurant one time to go take a piss. You know what I'm saying? I had shit in my cart. Didn't get fucked. They didn't bust me. You know?
Right.
And that's it. And I went to the bathroom where you're supposed to take your shit. You know? So anyway, you know.
It's gonna be the worst job ever. Walmart. Can you imagine the guy that does Walmart security? Oh my God.
Yeah.
That'd be the worst job ever. Walk around.
Well, they don't call them security. What do they call them? What do they call them, people? Theft deterrent or something about money or something. But Walmart.
Yeah, they have a new term for them. Risk management.
Is it mismanagement? Okay.
I think it's risk management. Yeah.
Yeah, we're risking to lose money. Fuck this guy, you know.
Loss prevention officer.
I'm a loss prevention officer. That's the one, loss prevention.
You just walk around the store and smack your bubble gum, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the hotties. One day.
Hope she comes back tomorrow.
There's hope for all of us. As a loss prevention officer at Walmart, make America great again. Yeah. Work at Walmart while Trump's a billionaire. That's the new slogan for Trump.
Well, Trump, that poor guy, I feel sorry for him more than anything.
Yeah.
I go through this shit, it's wow. You know, it's just, wow.
I know.
Are they that concerned? This guy's going to completely ruin their fucking shit, which he will. No doubt about it. He'll stop that bullshit.
Oh,
he'll stop those regulations, all this control shit. But listen, they want control. They're begging, they're getting it. They're fucking getting it. Everybody don't think so. Everybody knows everything's fine. Well, I haven't seen too many people at McDonald's or Taco Bell or Sonic. So what does that tell you? Then they go to the grocery store and too many motherfuckers that are at Walmart. You know, people are slowing down on spending money. Okay, this is not a good thing, and today we're not talking about this.
Oh, I agree.
But it just happened.
We talked about the velocity of money has dramatically slowed, and that's a sign of a major recession coming. Oh yeah, slowing down.
So it's going to be a big wave, brother. It's going to be the greatest storm ever.
That's why I tell people that you better circle the wagons now.
This company that I do some work for.
They're seeing resumes come in, like I was saying, one opening, 70 resumes. It was so bad. The guy I know that runs the office, I got to pull the fucking ad. I'm getting too many now. He goes, I've got 200 resumes for about 4 or 5 positions. I don't have time to wait through them all. I said, I will help you. That I'm good at. I go, I will look for all the white names and call them first. Just kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
I might as well. Ain't that the new way in your friend? Fuck, you got to go with the blow.
Right.
Over there.
I'm not going to. In other words, I wouldn't hire anybody called a diversity hire. F that, you know? That's for the U.S. government, not anybody that I would be affiliated with. You know,
I mean, you wouldn't look at the mark on the, what's your gender question on the application? I mean, you wouldn't look at that?
I can size them up pretty fast when they come in for the interview.
Yeah.
You know?
Some questions, but they make a lot. They kind of, you know, really get you.
No diversity hires in my company, thank you. None. Life's too short for that crap. I'm sorry. If they want that, I used to go work for the government. They do all the diversity crap.
Yeah,
go,
they're all
go
cool
there.
With it. Yeah, that's right. The government's really cool with it. They're the one that's
government
shit.
Cater. Yeah, go to the government and apply. Why are you applying to this company? Go somewhere else where you're wanted. I always said, go where you're wanted, and you're not wanted here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I didn't see the last memo.
I have a question for you. From the chat room, Ron, I have a question for you. The question for the chat room was, what does Ron think about Trump making our governor here in Missouri take in 17,000 Somalians right under our nose or right there in his area? What do you have to say about that? I heard about that here in Arizona.
I don't know. I just lost my computer. I'm sorry, but I'm off track here. Hang on a second.
It's okay.
Okay, what was the question again?
Well, the question was, does Ron Reck think about the governor of Missouri taking in 17,000 Somalians? We heard that here in Arizona, that recent news, and they're going to be put right there in his basic area.
Okay, well, that many Somalians, is it a good deal on them? I mean, are we buying them in bulk?
I'm not sure what they cost, but maybe they got a bunch of free ones that came over on a flight. Who knows? But they're coming.
Okay, where are they planting these motherfuckers at? I need to know that. I live in Missouri. Where are they planting these fuckers?
If you're in the chat room, if you know, please chime in.
I'm in your chat room.
I know. Lee can pose the question. And I'm not exactly sure, but I did hear that out here in Arizona. I heard that the governor of Missouri did grant, it was like 15 to 17,000 of them. And
I don't know. I'll find out.
Fair enough.
I will find out.
Right.
But,
okay.
It depends how good they can pick cotton and shit. I don't know. It just, I'm looking at bulk value. How many can I buy for a dollar?
Right.
How many smokes does it take? Buy one, get one free. Yeah, it should be. Spirit Clearance liquidation sale. Walmart. Walmart should handle this problem. It should be directed to Walmart, Corporation, Bentonville, Arkansas.
They're new Walmart workers going to Missouri.
Absolutely. You want an AI robot to take care of your house? We got them. They're live. They eat shit and piss. Just like a real human.
Exactly. Oh, God.
It's the same thing you do. It's so bad, it's true. Your money.
Yeah.
They want money if you have any money.
They're good at that. But
they want this shit spread. They want it crammed down into the fucking fact of the digital dollar, man. That's what it's all coming down to. They want full fucking control, and they want it now. It's getting rushed. Before the end of 2014, it will fucking happen. So,
I
preach this shit, like I said, for 14 fucking years, man.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. It just don't happen overnight. Well, it will happen overnight. This shit's been planned many years ago. Long, long time
ago.
And it's the Federal Reserve, the private bank. They want fucking control. The corporations run this fucking show. A lot of people don't think that.
I know.
Let's see. We have government. We got a Senate Congress. They fuck them people like nobody. They hang out and party, talk shit, get paid by fucking for saying, I want you to be able to do that. That's all they do.
That's right. God. Ron, a pleasure having you on the show, my friend. What's your final thoughts to America tonight, sir? Floor is yours.
Lock and fucking load. That's all you can do. Best of luck.
I agree.
Take the ones that are closest to you. But, as far as anything else going, they brought it here to us. And, we are supposed to be we the people, and they're supposed to be the servants. But our servants have turned against us. You know what I'm saying? That's, public servants have turned against us.
They sure have.
I pissed off judges, cops, and anybody else. I don't care. So effective. But you can talk to me that way, motherfucker. I am your master. You can't talk to me that way. And I'm not into slavery.
That's right.
And if we all get along instead of trying to steal money and fuck me around, tell me I live my life, then I would never fucking have to worry about saying that kind of shit to you. But you insist on being this fucking Billy Badass that you aren't in the first place. So, that's my thought. So just be well with each other. Be cool. Just don't listen to stupid shit. Use common fucking sense, man. That's all you got to do. Common sense goes a long fucking way, folks. So anyway, there you go, Ron. Nice hanging out with you, bro. All right, I'll see you later.
Hey, Ron Reck, thank you, sir. Check out his show, folks, on Blog Talk, Crazy Nation Radio, Ron Reck. Thanks, sir. Have a great night. Appreciate your call, man. Always a pleasure. What a great call. Good points there. Let's get to the Gladiator off the Vegas Strip. We got a lot of calls coming here tonight. So, Gladiator, welcome to the show, man. How are things in the Las Vegas Strip?
Oh, man, it is it's a Las Vegas lifestyle right now, man.
I saw your photographs of the cool concerts you were at, man. And tell us what you've been up to, man, and what's going on.
Dude, even last night. No, two nights ago, I opened up my, both my patio doors, my, sliders, and I hear Journey playing at the Link, the F1 Formula race here. Cause I'm only two blocks away. So I heard Journey on my balcony for like an hour for free.
Wow.
So
nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Free concert.
So I got a comment about the Somalians in, in Missouri.
Shoot.
They brought him in. I wonder if is that a Republican governor or a Democratic governor in Missouri?
I will look it up while we're chatting.
All right.
Let me look it up here.
Because it's either one of two things. If it's a Democratic governor, well, then they just got 17 workers that'll be at $100,000 a year because they'll give those jobs to them.
Right.
True, you know, America First patriot. Then he'll have them cleaning up the streets and parks in Missouri. That's the only two things I can imagine. It's one or the other. There's no middle of the road anymore, right?
Mike Parson, Republican Party. I thought he was Republican. Yep.
All right.
There's your Rhino Republican for you. Bringing in the Somalians. There you go.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
Yep. So move out of the cities. So move out of any city or semi-city in Missouri because you know they're going to be living there for sure.
So Mike Parsons, the Republican, is bringing in 17,000 Somalis to be your friends and neighbors, folks, your friends and neighbors. Oh, God.
Yeah.
What a disaster that's going to be. Complete disaster.
When you see them climbing through your window, don't worry. They're your friends.
That's right. They're there to help you.
Yeah, they're there.
You should welcome them with an apple pie and give them your money and give them your wife to screw. Sure, why not? It's what they want.
Because if they don't rape them there, they're going to rape them when they're out in public. So, unbelievable.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what
the government always says they want that compliance, right? Well, Lincoln just said in the chat room that Trump threatened him if he didn't take them in. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Trump was for, I want all these people to come over. You know, I mean, man, I tell you, it's like Trump did a 180 while in office about that. I mean, I don't care if they come in legally or illegally. It's still mongrels from the third world. I don't care if it's legal. It's the least of my worries. You don't want them over here. Don't want them here. You're giving us just more people to someday deport. We will deport them.
You know, and it's too bad. It is the lesser of two evils. I mean, do you want Gavin Newsom or Donald Trump to be your president? Because no one else is getting elected. Forget it. Don't have a fantasy that JFK or RFK Jr. or Manchin, nobody else is going to get elected. No libertarian is going to get elected. Those are just wasted votes. It's the lesser of two evils. Do you want the Gavin Newsom because Biden's dead or, you know, incoherent completely, or Trump? And unfortunately, we're going to have to elect Trump again. I mean, it has to happen. No one else can win the college electorate, period. It's just the way the system is, everybody. So don't go and vote for a libertarian or a Green Party or, well, I don't care, whatever else your passion is. You know, you're going to have to put Trump in there again because you got to admit, for the first 3 years of the Trump presidency, our economy was number one ever, history, planet Earth, history, United States of America. The economy was humping and pumping before the Chinese over the China flu from Wuhan. So that's already been proven. So, you know, and I really can't believe that San Francisco literally got on their knees, bowed and kissed the ring of this Chinese piece of shit.
They did.
I mean, San Francisco was half destroyed because of the China flu, because of COVID-19. So,
oh, yeah.
Man, they have a short-term memory, huh?
Big time.
And,
big time.
You know, and then,
what about the
Palestinian Hamas insurrection at freaking Congress yesterday? And the Democrats have yet to say a word about it. They're not condemning it. No one's going to go arrest these people. People died just like on January 6th. And at the same time, they had Ray in front of Congress today with photographs of a parking garage full of FBI buses that landed. All the people that were climbing the walls and breaking the windows and breaking the doors, those were all FBI operatives, FBI agents. Unfortunately, some of the excitable Trump followers did follow them in, and then they just blamed it on all of them. So, you know, here we go. It's a two-tier justice system, number one. No Democrat gets arrested. The IRS doesn't go after Democrats. They don't. The IRS doesn't go after Muslims. They don't go after any other religion but Catholic and right-sided Christians. And then you've got the lesser of two evils coming up next year. Unfortunately, we're going to have to choose the lesser of two evils because you can't win the presidency. I can't win the presidency. No one else on planet Earth can win the presidency, but either the Democratic ticket or the Republican ticket, no matter what it's going to be, it's going to be Trump on the Republican. We don't know if it's going to be Biden or Gavin Newsom on the Democrat. So please, everybody, don't waste your vote. Because it's going to be close because they're going to try to cheat. We have to slam the Republican ticket with Trump in there and at least try to save our economy and try to save any other part of the country that we can. Because if the Democrats get in, because all those votes are wasted, if they're not put on to Trump and it'll take him away from the Democratic winner, you're going to see four more years of destruction in this country. It has gotten horrific out here the last 3 years. I don't know about you all in listening land. If you're listening and your life is better off than it was in 2019, if your life is better off right now, go ahead and waste your vote. If your life is not better off, do the right thing. Put the right man in. He's the only man that can actually get our economy rolling again. I don't care if he plays to the blacks. I don't care what else he does. He'll finish the wall on the border, so there's going to be border protection on the south. We got to do something about the North. Other than that, I mean, I don't really care as long as my bank account grows. My bank account grew 2017, 18, and 19 when Trump was there. So, I mean, I'm just talking plain English and factual points here. It's a matter of fact. If you waste your vote and vote for any other person than the Republican ticket that gets nominated, and who knows? I mean, we don't know. Maybe Trump will go to jail. Maybe they have 9,000 more, conviction, trials to have on them. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But if you vote for anybody else, you're the one that's calling for the Chinese young men, for the Mexican young men, for the Uruguayan young men, for anybody else to cross our southern border. If you don't put that Republican ticket, and I'm 99.9% sure it's going to be Trump. If you don't put that ticket in the White House, you're saying, I don't care about the border. I don't care if young girls and wives get raped in this country by these murderers, by these Mexican cartels who are just invading our country. We have actually had 250,000 people cross last month, people. Multiply 250,000 times 12 months. That's 3 million people per year. In the last 3 years, we've had over 8 million people cross the border illegally. Come on, man. You got to do the right thing, everybody.
Devastation of America. Devastation, man. It really is.
Devastation.
Unbelievable.
And we got one more year of it that we can't do anything about. Can you imagine another 5 years of it?
Lock and load, America. Circle the wagons and get ready for Armageddon. That's what I say if they get in again. Seriously. Get ready.
Gas will be $8 a gallon. Your milk will be
$8 or $10.
$7 a gallon for milk. Eggs will be $7 for a dozen. And you know what? And I'll just point to everybody else who wasted their vote on some principle that they're holding tight, to in their brain, rather than saying, you know what? Let me play the game that the Democrats are playing. Let's just put the Republican in. Screw them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
I know.
I'm watching these
My
polls.
God, yeah, it looks bad. It looks bad, man. It's going to be a 2024, folks. I mean, look at the chilies and what Paul's talking about. From the economic standpoint, political standpoint, war standpoint, America, we are on the precipice of everything. even World War effing three. And people out there, look, I've always said ignorance is bliss. I get it, man. Drive around in your truck, get your beer, not a care in the world. Your truck payment's 2-3 months old. You can barely pay for it. You're driving around aimlessly, sucking up traffic space. I'm trying to get around you. You know?
Yeah.
Half the country isn't even working, for God's sake. They're not.
And then
they're not working, man.
Here's what I tell people. Look back at 2020 and remember what you did in the voting booth, because you either called for it or you were against it. And if you called for it by not voting for Trump, because those few million votes around the country are what screwed him, he could have saved against the cheating if no libertarian votes were ever cast. That Trump would have been in the White House right now if no libertarian votes and no other I don't even know the other party that was out there, but they got like 500,000 votes. But if none of those votes were cast, you'd see Trump in the White House right now. And we wouldn't have this inflation. And gas would be, you know, $2 a gallon. And eggs would be $1.19. And everybody would have a job. And you'd have a second job if you wanted it. And you would, and it would pay you well. So, and gas,
that's right.
You know, gas would be so cheap because we'd be the number one producer and exporter in the world, because we were on the cusp of that in 2019. Now we're not even drilling natural gas, no oil. We're buying oil from Venezuela. Venezuela, a communist country.
A communist country. Yep. Pathetic. Pathetic. Gladiator, thanks so much, man, from the Las Vegas Strip. The Gladiator. Great, great call, sir. Have a great night, bud. We'll talk
you
soon.
Too.
All right. Yep, a lot going on. We got a lot of calls here tonight. We got a call, I think it's from, is it from another call from Missouri? You're live on the Von Wien Show. What's your name and where are you from?
No, this is Joe from North Carolina. Joe Gibson, how you doing?
Hey, Joe, how's it going? North Carolina,
right.
Here it is.
Well, I like what you're saying, but, you know, at the same time, yeah, don't put all your cards in Trump, yes, but, you know, you have to elect local grassroots candidates in your state legislature. We have to restore our state's rights, and the Federal Reserve is really controlling the monetary policy in this country. The foreign offshore banking cartel that's owned by offshore banking executives and stockholders that aren't even American. So when we end the Federal Reserve and we understand monetary policy, then we can understand and fix things in this country. But that's like the head of the snake we have to chop off. But, yeah, we have to elect grassroots candidates. Obviously, yeah, the Republicans are the only ones, because if you elect Constitution Party or Libertarian, they're not going to get in there, and you're just wasting your vote. So I like what the caller said there earlier. You know, we have to go with the, unfortunately, Republicans, because Republicans are, you know, the same money feeds both machines, but it just depends on the candidate. And, you know, unless you got a candidate that's preaching out there and the Fed and that's talking white and talking about the people who built this country and the backbone of America and the foundations of America, the founding fathers of this country, and restoring our Constitution, then they're not talking my language, and I don't want no part of them.
I agree. Well, you know, according to a lot of people, like, you know, when Trump, again, this is, I just have fun with Trump, folks, because he's a lightning rod. He gets people riled up. No, I voted for the guy. He's never been my messiah. I do not believe he's the end-all, be-all. And I hope he makes it, but my thing is, I do listen to what he says, and he said before that it was only the black people who built America. He's publicly said that. I mean, it's stupid statements like that. So I go, I mean, dude, I know you're trying to pander to it. I get it. But listen, I mean, you're a smart billionaire. Don't you know that that segment's going to be cut up all over the Internet a million times on Sunday? And it's going to make you look stupid to people around the world in this country. Say, hey, don't say that only the black people built America. We get you're trying to pander to them. But look, man, doing that last night didn't work. Pandering to minorities never works. It's negative math.
Yeah.
They will not come out and vote. Oh, don't get me wrong. They love the attention. They'll come out. You know, they'll hug you. Oh, Trump, you're great. I love you, man. Will they really go out and vote on Election Day? I sincerely doubt it. Many that will not.
We got 11 million.
But they like the limelight with Trump. That part I get.
We got 11 million people that have come across this border in the last 2.5 years. So the elections, I don't know if we can take back this country. I don't know, because you know they're all going to vote. You know, unless we have state ID laws, unless you have verification somewhere in the states. I mean, you have to have that, because here in North Carolina, we have a voter ID law where you have to show your ID. You have to show proof of residency. So, and, you know, and that was barely passed. So, because otherwise these illegal immigrants, they come in here and they vote one district and then go to another, hop over the state line and go vote in another district. And that's what they're going to do. They were
supposed
to go to the last election.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Oh, it's so bad. It's almost laughable. I mean, a real invasion's going on. And they say, well, how dare you call it? And then, well, guys, I call it what it is. I mean, most of Americans, that these liberal leftists and these rhino cucks are just as bad. I don't like – right now, both parties suck. They're terrible. And there's very few on the right-wing side at all. They're mainly rhinos. And they'll suck up to Israel. They'll suck up to the border issue. They'll talk a big game. They don't do a damn thing about it. They're weak, gutless. There's nothing behind their words, folks. Absolutely nothing but hot air. That's where we're at.
Well, yeah. Well, I just want to say before closing, you know, hey, all the people that are out there listening, support voices like this, other voices like Ron Reck. And even I do a podcast show. We have to support each other, grassroots. Put our little pennies and our little $100 bills together and support us. We know where we stand. We know who we have to support. There's no more having to wake people up. If you're not awake right now, then you were asleep all the time. So we don't need you. Kick them off to the side. But I want to say, hey, thanks for taking the call and keep fighting up the good fight. And
Joe, thank you. And Joe, please plug your show now if you can do it. Go ahead,
Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson, Restoring the Republic, Real Solutions, and putting our foot up the liberals' ass.
Nice.
Good night, man.
Joe Gibson.
God bless.
Great call, sir. Love you, man. Have a great night. Call anytime. That was a good one. I love that. We got a lot of calls. I knew we would tonight. I love it.
This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden. This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
The deep state is alive and well. Listen to this.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate. One that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmail judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
Very true. Let's get to a call. I call in Texas. Welcome to the Von Weekend Show. What's your name? you there. Tick tock, tick tock. Hello.
Oh, hello.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Kat. How are you doing?
Catwoman?
No, not Catwoman.
Or just Kat.
Not Kat. Is Ron still on here?
Ron's in the chat room. You want to talk to him?
Ron? No. I'm
okay.
I've known Ron a long time. So
he's a great guy. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard that he is. I don't know. He has a dubious reputation.
How's that?
Oh, Ron knows me. So you all were talking earlier, and Ron always talks about this digital currency that's coming. Well, the digital currency is also going to be required because of technology that has already been invented that actually makes us all up. And so we'll have glasses where when we walk down the street, we'll be able to tell, we'll know the identity of people around us. There will be no privacy whatsoever. So in this world where we are all digital products, of course we'll have digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all understand what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. So the technology is there, and they're just trying to figure out a way to implement it all. And it just seems
it's the mark of the beast, baby, the mark of the beast. It's coming out of America like a freight train.
Oh, it's already here.
Get out of the way is what I say. It's done.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at all the January 6ers that were arrested, they weren't arrested because of they actually, traced them. The way they were able to track them all down was through their phone, through their digital footprint.
That's right. That's right.
So every IP address, every phone has an IP address. Everybody has an IP address with every device that they own. So, that's a huge database. They know where all the devices are at any time. So we've already.
Haven't I told my audience before to use burner phones like Mission Impossible and the CIA? Why would you bring your personal cell phone to the hostile territory of Washington, D.C. anyway? You buy a burner phone for that event. You bring your real cell phone. Of course they can track you. I agree with you, Kat. People just are lazy, don't want to do it, and they had the biggest dragnet in history. They're still in jail. They locked them up, and they threw away the key, as I predicted. Still in there. They let a few out here or there, but the bulk of them are still behind bars. They're political prisoners.
Yeah.
And did you ever think that America would have political prisoners? Wow.
No.
Amazing.
No.
We do.
This isn't
getting more and more like China is my point. If you look at America, the K, we're getting more and more like China. We have Republican candidates, actually, like Nikki Haley, actually saying it's a great idea to surveil you 24/7. And Nikki's been doubling down that nut job, biatch, saying she wants nobody to be anonymous on the Internet. She must know who you are so she and her big government friends can track you down or track you, hunt you down. Oh, yeah.
Well,
she wants Nikki Haley.
She's a Dick Cheney, mentored person. She's, people think that, the Bushes were all that great. I'm neither Republican nor Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Bushes really have created this world. When I talk about the Bushes, I mean the control of the CIA and the people who actually do run the CIA,
Mm-hmm.
We all talk about MKUltra, which was run by the FBI. But the CIA ran a prop, and they still run this program called Chaos. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm. I am.
So what the CIA does, it doesn't plan for the war, look out for the wars that we're fighting today, but for the future of this country, where the country is headed. That's the true purpose
right.
of the CIA, and to keep people in line. And we're not supposed, well, legally, we're not supposed to use the CIA against American citizens, but it's being done all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Donald Trump, what they've done to him. If the things they've done to Donald Trump, they get away with, what can they do to us?
Oh, I agree. That's right. Well, Trump famously said, his credit, he said, they're not really after me, they're after you. I'm just in their way. I'm in their way. He's right. He is right.
Yeah, the MAGA movement is not about Trump. The MAGA movement was a movement, and it just was looking for a leader, and Trump just picked that void and became the leader of the MAGA movement.
He did.
But the MAGA movement will go on beyond Trump.
That's right. Yeah, I know. I know. It's amazing what's happened in this country in the last 3 to 5 years. It really is. And I tell people, I go, you know, we're on the precipice of a lot of stuff, on all fronts, all military fronts, real military front, economic front, foreign policy front, the Red China menace in front. We got Israel wanting more money from us, Ukraine, economic implosion. The economy is not well. It's not well. If you have a good paying job, keep it. Don't feel like you're a millionaire when you're not. I never do. I always tell folks, I'm a worker bee. I have bills to pay. I want to get ahead of the game, right? So not a millionaire, but I'm trying, right? We're trying. Like Rome wasn't built in a day, one brick at a time, right? Well, what would you say, Kat, about the border with Texas? Is that where you live, in the Dallas area or Houston?
I live in Austin.
Austin, there we go. I knew it was one of them. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Austin's been in the news a lot lately, too. You guys have had a lot of stuff going on there.
Oh, crime. Yeah. We have a lot of crime that goes unreported. Because the police just don't even want to go to the, you know, the more serious criminal activity. They more or less go to it's less crime, because the police do not want to get, you know, confronted with something where they have to use lethal force. So they end up getting put in jail themselves. You know, we have a Soros-backed prosecutor down here now, district attorney, who's gone after several policemen who before had been acquitted of any wrongdoing. And so they have been, well, not acquitted, but not tried. The cases were dismissed. So they brought the cases back and did find ways to prosecute and convict, you know, former policemen. But we have a police shortage, you know, the whole campaign to, you know, fire a bunch of police or just not rehire police, have, you know, to replace the ones who have retired or quit. So we have a police shortage here. Yeah, we had a policeman that got killed earlier this week, actually.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on out there in this country, my God. That's brutal. Well, Kat, thank you so much for calling the show. We appreciate you. We really, really do. And what were you going to say, your last statement?
I was just going to comment upon what happened in San Francisco, cleaning up the homeless people for the...
I did, in the monologue. Were you listening?
No, I didn't hear you in the monologue.
Okay. I'll be happy to. I'll be happy to answer your question. I said in the monologue, and that's why most people love my monologue, but in it I go over the high points of the week, and I said, isn't it funny that we don't clean up San Francisco for America or real Americans or even people who dwell in San Francisco? We only clean up the feces in the streets for a communist dictator from Red China. Isn't that funny? We only do the work and get it done like good little communists when our leader is coming over from Red China in a jet. And that's what I meant. And that's what I said. And that's what happened. They don't give a rat's ass about real Americans. They don't care about the people who live in San Fran. They only care when the red communist dictator comes over. And that's when they seem to care enough about the streets. How pathetic is that, Kat? Jeez. That's where we're
really
at.
Screwed up. Well, I think they did that. They're passing the torch to Gavin Newsom to run for president. That's like telling.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Call the show back and catch the podcast. Thanks so much, Kat. Have a great night. Thank you for calling the show. You bet. Good call there from Kat. Let's get the gunslinger on next, okay?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality. America has become a second-rate power. Its trade deficit and its fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Now, in the days of the free market, when our country was a top industrial power, there was accountability to stockholders.
Love that 1980s music there. A little bit of Gordon Gekko from Wall Street. Let's get the gunslinger on the air from Texas. He's locked and loaded. He's ready to go. America, I give you the gunslinger. Here he is. Welcome, sir. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
And the gunslinger is fucking pissed. What's new? I mean, you see this kind of shit that goes on every day with these third world mongrel scumbags, okay,
yes,
that's slithering across the southern border, okay?
Yes.
You know, a number of years ago, it was just Mexicans, okay, that was slithering across the Rio Grande. Now it's everything, all the other trash that leaving these other countries, especially these Muslims, fucking ragheads, camel molesters, fucking goat humpers, and they want to come here. And, well, basically that's what their goal is to take over the world. Don't believe the gunslinger. Go look it up. They say it in their own Quran.
Right.
What you need to do is use that Quran as toilet paper. That's what you need. Because these people are the most evilest, the most vile pieces of, they're not human. They're not even animal. Animals don't even do that. Of course, they like to fuck animals, no doubt about that. Goat humpers, you know, you get what I mean. They're scumbags.
They're cannibals, too.
Cannibals, yeah. I mean, they'll do anything, okay?
They'll eat anything. They'll screw anything. I rest my case, America. Prove us, mean gunslinger, wrong. You can't do it. Can't do it.
That's right. I mean, if you had a tree that had a hole in your backyard there, they'd go there and try to screw it. That's how crazy
they would.
They would.
Fucked up they are. I know.
There's a X video, formerly Twitter, that shows this Jew or this fucking Muslim. They're both, in my book, they're both the goddamn same. Okay, and he's fumbling with his rifle. Obviously, it's jammed or something. So he's sitting there, standing there, looking like a damn dickhead, and he's fumbling with his rifle, and he turns it up, and he looks down the barrel, and it goes off. It literally blows his fucking head off. You can see his white little beanie cap go poof off the top of his head.
I'm sorry, it's kind of funny, actually. Right.
I know. It's hilarious. I mean, it's fucking weird.
It's right morbid humor that I have. Yeah, that's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why
guns
invented the safety lock on guns.
So you could prevent that. And it's a white hat, and all of a sudden, ooh, right off the top of his head along with his drink. And he just falls over dead.
Yep.
I mean, this is the kind of people that wants to take over the fucking world.
I know.
This is the kind of people that want to take over the world. And, yeah. Oh, boy. Wow. When you have these type of people that are hell-bent on taking over the world, they have to be eradicated like cockroaches by whatever means possible. They've been fucking each other for 1,400 years. My God, all the way go back to biblical times, they've been fucking each other. Bulldoze that damn place over there, the Gaza Strip, Israel, the whole fucking nine yards, and bury it. Once and for all, the world will be a better place. I guarantee it. I guarantee you this world will be a whole lot better place without these things. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
No, I said, now you need to kick these moo-head, rag-head, shit, toilet paper heads out of Congress. You know, the squad.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
And that's including AOC, asshole on crack. That bitch don't even know what a garbage disposal is, for God's sakes. And now she wants to put a tax on white people. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy all over?
Oh, God. I know.
You've got to be kidding me. Where do these people get these ideas at? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they must have a direct line to Satan himself to give you all these ideas. Okay?
Right.
Unless AOC, you know, why her eyes are always bugged out, because he likes to get butt fucked all the time. Okay? Typical idiot.
Yes!
So,
damn right. You know, and she deserves it.
She loves it.
And you know what? Half of Congress wants to bang her anyway. Let's just be honest. The Republicans drool when AOC could. I mean, she has a nice rack, I will say. I've seen her in a tight skirt before. And, if she was in Mexico, she would be in Tijuana selling her ass for $20.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I rest my case. No doubt about that.
I mean, I'm just, referencing that.
Well, my point is, Mexico would never put AOC in the Mexican Congress. Only America's too stupid to do that. We're the dumbest country. We put complete morons in Congress of both parties. As independent, I can say that. Complete morons.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got your warmongers, you got your retards like Fetterman, you got your AOC people, the squad. We've got Omar, the Muslim terrorist, allegedly. We have all kinds of strange people that are in our Congress, and they all suck. I'm an America First guy. They aren't doing anything for America. They're doing everything for themselves, our enemies, and foreign nations, period.
Maybe these things are Muslim terrorists. She's already been known to support terrorist organizations. So that right there proves you right there she's one of them. Okay, she hates America. Mm-hmm. They all hate America. If they hate it so fucking bad, why don't they fucking leave? There's airplanes and ships leaving this continent every damn day.
Thank you, Mr. Gunslinger. Exactly. If it's so bad, get the fuck out of here. Nobody cares. You know, seriously.
Get I'm going to get me a cap. I'm going to get me a cap that says, if you don't like it here, get the fuck out. I'll sell a million of them.
You will. MAGA.
And here.
Just kidding.
And even the LGBTQZP, whatever you want to call these freaks, they're leaving the great state of Texas, thank God. Well, you know why they're leaving? Because they don't safe here anymore. Poor fucking babies. Wah, wah. Get the fuck out of this state and don't let it slap you on your ass when you get across the borders. Okay? I mean, these people are going to be thrown out. I don't know how you – well, they need to be thrown out. Okay?
They need to
be thrown out of Congress.
They're worthless in the week. I would say, America, your greatest sin is your weakness. Think about it.
It's a weakness.
America's so weak and pathetic.
It is.
Sure. I mean, I love this country, but it is kind of – I hate to say it in a weird way. It's kind of a – I'm looking at the controlled demolition of America. I don't like it. Part of me gets very angry, but part of me starts to laugh at this idiocracy. Yeah. Like the movie. Up is down. Down is up. We have complete morons that lecture. Look at you, they lecture to us on topics that they know absolutely nothing about. Or in Biden's case, he leaves $86 billion of guns, unregistered, unlicensed firearms now in Afghanistan, but he has the gall, he and Harris Cameltoe, to lecture me and Gunslinger and you in America on gun control. Dude, you're the one that... You left $86 billion in weapons to goat fuckers in Afghanistan. Yeah. Don't you dare lecture me on guns, gun control. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. And right away I go, look who's talking, man. But see, that's the life. I look at things in the big picture. I don't care what party they're from. Don't care. Go ahead, sir.
And look at Gruesome Newsom, that faggot motherfucker
that moron
out there in California. Big communist. You know, you're only limited to 10 rounds in your gun, okay?
Right.
There's a video where this guy came home, and he was attacked by two savage Negro beasts, armed. They were armed. And got into a shootout right there in the hall of his, right outside his front door. Got into a shootout.
Yep.
Okay. Now, these people, these two savages obviously had more than 10 rounds. Duh. But as a honest American gun owner and law-abiding citizen, he's limited to 10 in his gun. That's probably one hot in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So... You have nine in the magazine, okay? You got one hot in the chamber, and you got nine in the magazine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Almost outnumbered bullet-wise, okay? But yet, these two thugs, they don't give a fuck about how many rounds. They probably was holding 20-round mags, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is insanity. These people... have gone goofy in the goofers, let me tell you. Crazy in the background.
Remember Mr. Pelosi and his gay lover?
Oh, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi's husband with the fag there in his house with the hammer.
Right there.
Pretty funny. I mean, look, folks, this show isn't for everyone. We poke fun of everybody. We don't care. The Equal Opportunity Offender show, but... I call a spade a spade, man.
Right.
It's a clown world, bizarro world combined, you know. Wait for the zombie apocalypse. It's coming, trust me.
Look at
the streets of America. There's zombies walking around everywhere. People bump into walls. They're all high as a kite. They're drugged out. Excellent. For dumping those, any American government for dumping those drugs on American streets. Yeah. Pathetic.
What is that up there in Philadelphia? Whatever that Kingston.
Skid Row. It's a scene from the apocalypse. Yep.
It is. They are absolutely zombies walking around, mindless idiots, never to be. Somebody just needs to take a big old fucking wash and just wash all that shit out to the ocean. Goodbye. Wash right into the fucking ocean. Because they're never going to change. How are you going to change that? You're not. Okay? As long as the government keeps supplying these fucking drug dealers and drug dope heads with all this stuff, which they do, okay, they supply it. Or at least the majority of it. So, but where else does it come? Does the drug dealers grow the drugs in their backyard? No. They get it from somewhere. And it's probably got some government agency, you know, name on it somewhere. Remember, Gerardo Rivera was in the Army. He was doing a spill where the Army was down there guarding poppy fields. What is that? I think they make cocaine.
I remember that.
Like that? Remember
heroin.
That?
Heroin, baby.
Yeah. Army. Down there guarding fucking drug addicts and drug dealers. And you want to lecture me about fucking gun control? Fuck you. Okay? Anybody that comes out with any kind of idea like that, if we had less guns on the streets, and then we wouldn't have as many shootings and all this bullshit. Okay? Guns are saving the people from right now from going completely into the epitome of hell. Okay? But it's getting there. Just wait. Now, real quick on Trump. Again, I did not see fucking God on the ballot when I fucking voted for him two times. I don't think nobody
That's right.
did. You want the best of you want the best of the situation, low gas prices, supplies were good, grocery, the food was nice and low. Everything was good. We was fucking respected militarily in the entire world. We was on top of the world like the United States of America is supposed to be. Right now, we're a goddamn laughingstock. Okay? We're funnier than the guy. Three Stooges are. Okay, and them some bitches are pretty fucking funny. Okay, United States is them now, right? Because of that son of a bitch called Senor Poopy Pants in the White House. Has tarnished this entire country. Now, if Trump or somebody like him does not get in there with that type of mindset, I don't give a damn what Trump's done. I don't give a damn what he says. What the fuck? If he wants to tweet, he wants to do this, I don't care. The man did the majority of what he said. His hands were tied on a bunch of things, I'm sure, just like all the presidents. All the presidents' hands have fucking been tied. All through the country, really. Look at JFK. He tried to untie his hands, and look what happened to him. Got his fucking head
blown. I know.
By who? By the shadow government. What people say, oh, the shadow
deep
government.
Deep state, baby. The deep state. I agree.
The deep state.
The deep state.
That's right. So, you know, until we get rid of that somehow, I don't know how. Voting doesn't seem to work anymore, okay? We try to vote these people in all the way from the top chair all the way down to your local dog catcher, and they're still fucking corrupt. Okay, your local city, your counties, your school districts, all these son of bitches are sitting there raking in money, telling you what to do, and tell you how to raise your. And they're sitting there looking and probably thinking and probably whispering to each other, "Man, look how dumb the fuck these people look. We're up here. And we're so fucking great, our shit don't smell the whole fucking nine yards." Okay? Every one of these bitches ought to be took out and drug out and horse-whipped. Okay? And put in parents that give a rat's ass into the city council, school council, whatever. Okay?
Horse-whip those commies.
That's right. Horsewhip these commie bastards and do away with the damn gun-free zones.
Oh, yeah. Well, I always say a gun-free zone is the first place where you're going to have, where you're probably going to get shot. You know, it's a gun-free zone.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, that is the first place that you're going to get your head blown off. Is it a gun-free zone? First place.
Yeah.
Because that's where these cowards go to shoot people. Is it gun-free zones? I mean, good God, you don't want nobody shooting back at you if you're going to go in there and shooting people, do you? No. So you go to a gun-free zone. Just like a shooter did in Maine. Okay. All those people there, not a swinging dick there, had a damn gun in his pants pocket, which could have ended the damn thing in 2 seconds. Okay? But because... Mm-hmm. Oh, please refrain from bringing your firearm into our facility. We want a friendly and nice environment. Bullshit. I'll take my goddamn gun in there to protect me. Okay? Then I'll think about protecting your ass after I protect my ass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh. Why people can't understand it? Why do they can't understand that? Guns saves lives. There's more people killed in car wrecks per year. There's more people killed by ball pit hammers per year. Look at the abortions. Look how many millions of people that have been killed over the past several years by abortion alone. But they blame the gun.
Terrible.
They blame the
gun. That's right.
The gun did it. Motherfucker's got a mind of its own. That damn gun on my side here. Oh, my God. It's got a mind of its own. It's going to jump out of my holster. Has it ever jumped out of your holster? No.
That's what they think, though. They think it's going to jump out of your freaking holster. Your gun is a murderer. It has a mind of its own.
It's a murderer.
God.
I have to change this.
It's an inanimate object. They think your gun's got an evil soul. It can't wait to kill somebody. Guns are evil.
It's on a killing
spree. Well, I'll tell you this. Guns built America. But guns started America. Hate to burst your little liberal head bubble. But if it wasn't for guns, we'd be wearing red coats right now. Talking like this. It's time for high tea and crumpets, Mr. Gunslinger. Let's sit up here and have our high tea and praise the king. Screw that.
And guns will save this fucking country. Bottom line.
That's right.
That's right.
I agree.
It was born by the gun. It was born by the gun, and it will be saved by the gun. That's
damn
just the way
straight.
It is.
Love
damn
that.
Damn straight from the gunslinger. There you go.
Gunslinger, thank you so much, man. Great call. Great rant, as always. Okay. Love it, man. You're spot on.
1488.
He's right. Well, I can't wait to shoot my new Mossberg shotgun. And by the way, Gunslinger, you'll be glad to know that I'll be going to the gun show here in Phoenix on December the 1st to play some more. Why? Because I feel like it. That's why. It's my right. There's nothing in the U.S. Constitution says you're limited to the amount of guns that you want to purchase. Because in times of national crisis, I'll be handing out rifles. Okay? And in America, you can buy as many as you want, as long as you're not, you know, a nut job or mental health, all that crap. You have the right to buy what you feel that you need. And I feel that I need more. So put down your pipe and smoke it, you leftist commie bitch. Marxists out there, they want to restrict our rights. We fought wars over this, for God's sake. It's been settled with blood on the frickin' battlefield. If you don't like it, I don't care. And if you thought you were offended before I bring over Lincoln, well, maybe you should listen to this. How wars used to really be fought in America. How our military used to prepare for war.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a
trained for war. But until that day, you are puke. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved car. Do you maggots understand that?
Love it. Yeah, that's how America used to really, really be. How basic training was not a vacation at Club Fed. It was training you to fight the enemy. Didn't matter which service it was. My dad went to basic in the late 1940s after World War II. And back then they were teaching them basically Marine Corps tactics. Kill or be killed. And with that, let's get to Lincoln from the heartland of America and beautiful flyover country. Lincoln, welcome to the show. How's it going, my friend? How are you doing,
How's
man?
How's it going, brother? I missed your show last week, man. First time I missed your show in a while.
Well, there's that daylight savings time, man, that came in. And I think it messed up. And then Blog Talk had a glitch. So everything was haywire for about a week, but now we're on the right schedule. So,
I like that little.
And in Arizona, we never change. You know,
that intro you played just then is funny. You know, it's not my favorite intro. I prefer the Erica thing, but that one's funny. But I gotta tell you, I was in the Marine Corps, and I gotta tell you, I do have some racial bigotry. I do discriminate against niggers and spicks, not so much wops and greasers.
Yeah. Well, I love Lee Army Man and Full Metal Jacket. My God, I actually made that audio clip, and it's awesome, man. He's one of my favorite actors, actually. Guy's hysterical.
Yeah.
So what's new with you, Lee? What's happening, man?
What you were just talking about with Gun Boomer there with the guns built this country. Well, you kind of can't have it both ways, man. You can't say that guns don't kill people because it's an inanimate object, but just an object. But guns built the country. No, I mean you can't really say both because you can't really claim both things. The fact of the matter is, white men built this country and they built the guns.
That's right. That's right. Well, I meant that more in a figurative sense. It was the white European people, which I've always said on this show, that built the country. Trump, you're wrong. It wasn't the blacks, okay? It wasn't the Chinese that came over. We brought a few of them over with the railroads. It was mainly white guys who built the railroads. All these politicians and say all this crap. They're just pandering, you know, to these groups. It's so stupid because these groups don't have many votes to begin with. And you're not going to rush out and pull the lever for our Republican anyway. You know? They're just cucks, in my book. Crazy.
It's out of control, man. And, like, this, you know, the funniest one, like, I didn't think Nikki Haley could get any worse. Like, this whole stupid shit, like, you want something done, ask a woman. And, like, Nikki Haley is like the 2023 hit piece of like the stupidest fucking things to say. If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. Well, okay, bitch, come change my tires. Oh, you can't do it. Never mind.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then she tops that with an even dumber thing by saying, Israel doesn't need America. America needs Israel. Okay, so now you're even dumber than before. And then that bitch has the nerve to go on television and say, I want everyone on social media using their real name. bitch. You don't even use your own real name.
Exactly. Her name is Nimrata Handwata, folks. It's not Nikki Haley. That's an invent. She's a fake person. I keep telling people, you get these, you know, Lincoln, you get these Republican guys, she's so hot, I want to bang her, I'm going to vote. You get these boomer guys who are never going to date Nikki Haley. They got the hots for her. So they think she's a wonderful statesperson, or, you know, it's stupid. It's so stupid. I mean, I don't find her that attractive, number one. I don't find her attractive at all. She's a Indian person, dot, not feather, not my type. She's not America first, which is a big turnoff to me. She's Israel first, and she's not America first. And I don't understand these guys that just, you know, think she's so great. I'm like, what has she done that's ever great? Seriously. She's done nothing
but
great.
Any conservative guy that has the hots for Nikki Haley, I'd tell you, man, if you're like some conservative guy out there that wants to bang Nikki Haley or something, you know what? Your fucking ancestors are ashamed of you because you're a fucking race traitor.
Right. Yeah, well, the thing is, a lot of these guys just went all over her in the Republican Party, and I go, look, she was appointed to all these positions. She ran for South Carolina governor, and what did she do? She took down the Confederate statues. And so there's your big hero, guys. A Indian woman who's not of white European descent taking down your heroes and your statues in South Carolina.
And getting appointed to the cabinet by Trump.
Exactly. Because Trump probably felt she was hot. Hate to say it. She's a bitch. And she now Nikki Haley wants to surveil America. She got all pissed off. She's double and triple down. Saying, you can't be anonymous on the internet. I've got to have your name. Well, what do you want with everyone's name, Nikki? You sound worse than the NSA. You going to hunt us down?
Tell you why.
And she will. She will. If she ever became president, yeah, go for it.
Because she wants to dox everyone. She wants to shut down my anti-Semitism. Because whether people like it or not, whether people want to admit it or not, people are, if you even have like people like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, like going down the JQ right now, starting to question this whole Jewish thing. Even like Elon Musk and Tucker of all people, like Candace Owens and people are starting to get kind of vocal about this whole fucking Jewish thing. And holy shit, like people that think like me, our numbers are growing by leaps and bounds daily. And she wants to shut that shit down and scare people. We'll dox you, take away your job, get you fired, get you kicked out of school. If you dare say something about the chosen ones.
You got it. Lincoln, you're spot on. That's exactly it. She wants to shut you down, America. She doesn't like you guys deviating from the what I call the 1980s, 90s evangelical Republican fifth column that was pro-Israel. Because people like her used to count on that as a voting block to get elected. She now sees her party splintering, and she feels she's losing control. And she is, and she deserves to lose control. And I'm glad to see people are questioning I've said for many, many years that we need a divorce from Israel, a divorce. I have always said Israel has a right to exist and fight their own damn wars. And if the Arabs kill them all, they kill them all. I'm sorry. If you know, but that country does not deserve one American soldier or any of our blood and treasure. Let them fight their own wars. Let them fight it out. That's my position.
She is scared, and Jews are scared. They're panicking because.
That's right.
I've been an open white nationalist since 2017, and our numbers are growing more. numbers are booming, how fast even my Telegram chat is growing. Like, yeah, everywhere you look, it's everywhere. It's in your face now. Our numbers are growing exponentially all the time. And these Jews and these fucking chaboses like Nikki Haley are terrified of that.
You're right. They are. And they're losing control of the narrative. They're losing control of the so-called right-wing youth, which they used to count on because they had you all brainwashed, support Israel, right? And if you went against Israel, you're an evil person. And that's more or less what she's saying. What she's saying is, if you really boil it down, Nikki's saying, just like this, if you don't support Israel, and if you go on the internet as an anonymous person, you're a terrorist against America. So she's trying to paint you like you're a terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist. How dare you go against Israel, who's paying me shekels? How dare you go against them? How dare you think differently than me? How dare you? Don't you know that we have the power and you don't? That's what she's really saying. So you better get in line, or we're going to bust through your door at 3 o'clock in the morning and arrest you, because I'm Nikki Haley and I mean business. That's really what she's saying.
Can you imagine Nikki Haley president in like 2026 or some shit, where she's like going online to call people like people on Twitter or Telegram? Well, not Twitter so much, because it's already, you know, it's places like Gab and Telegram, like ordering, like calling them internet insurrectionists.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is just short of calling them an internet terrorist. See, she's calling you an internet insurrectionist. I had Nikki's number many, many years ago. I said, watch out for this one. Watch out for this Patel coming up the ranks, because she hates white America and she hates the nationalist group of people that's growing, as you said, Lincoln, by leaps and bounds. Thank God, exponentially, because they're turning their backs on these rhinos, these Republican bitches like Nikki. We don't want them as our leaders. We don't want to listen to them. We don't believe one effing thing they say. Their agenda is against you and me, and we know it. We know it.
Yeah, I do want to tell you, I learned something new that I did not know. This all got put into a new perspective to me tonight. I did learn something brand new on your show tonight from Ron.
Yeah.
I had no idea how much I love Walmart door greeters.
there's hope for all of us. The future is a Walmart door greeter job in America.
Yeah, I'm gonna, my 2024 ballot's gonna be me writing in like whatever the Walmart door greeter's name is.
That's funny, man. Yeah, you know what? That's a gig that might be in our future. Who knows? I don't rule anything out. I really don't.
So that one word right there is what is so fucked up, because when you talk about a uniparty, holy shit, like they go and they play these silly games and argue about this or argue about that, and blah, blah, blah. Nobody gives a fuck, blah, blah. You know, like, well, we're past this fucking bill. No one gives a shit, really. But, you know, they're all on the same fucking team. They're all on the exact same team. And, you know, like, it's obvious when you say, what is the one side that both people, the Republicans, the Democrats hate? They both rush to the aid of Israel, and they both find you will go out of their way, use any tactic necessary to shut down any dissent away from the two-party system.
That's right. Well, they have a built-in interest, naturally. Money, power, position.
Jews.
Jews, exactly. I mean, they have a built-in thing, man. And so They're not going to make it easy for a third party, a real third party, or a nationalist party. I've always said that's got to be a grassroots thing. All it takes is guys chipping in $5-$10, and you'd be surprised at how much money you could raise. And I've always said the nationalists need to build, well, what they need to build, first of all, is somewhere that is structurally sound and safe and away from Democrat cities. I would build like a great hall, a place where they could have, you know, rallies unencumbered by leftist Democrats and stuff like that, where they could control road access and let nobody in unless you are like friend or foe. Have a massive building, a hall, if you will, and start building offices and things like that for the new party. That's what the RNC has. Right. You need to start.
It's already happening, my man.
Oh, great. That's what we need.
Entire cabin community.
We need our own thing.
Network that's building area and hall for meetings, things like that. You have different networks around the country that are already doing these.
I agree.
Political parties.
Yes. That's what we need. We need that. And we need many offices and just chip in the money. Let's start building it, because I want to get as far away from D.C. and those idiots, because they don't speak for me. And I've always said that. I've been crystal fucking clear, as you have, Lincoln. You know, they don't speak for America. And most of America, I always say, once their eyes are open, they'll come around to our way of thinking sooner or later, you know?
The last thing I got for you tonight, man, I hear this common theme, which is, yeah, but the lesser of two evils. Yeah, I know, but lesser of two evils. If we're going to play this lesser of two evil games and stop bitching about Bush and Romney and people like that, because guess what? At the time, they were the lesser of two evils.
That's right. Well, as you well said in the chat, the lesser of two evils will always do 1% better, which to me isn't good enough. I know it's
the lesser of two evils.
I refuse to play
the fucking lesser of two evil games, Vaughn. There's a reason I refuse to play. I played that game for most of my life, and I refuse to, because if our vote is guaranteed because they're the lesser of two evils, then they have no reason to even represent me whatsoever. All they have to do is be 1% better than the other fucking party, and they're 1% better, so they're the lesser of people. They don't have to acknowledge, but they can openly call for the white race to be replaced in 10 years, while the other party says 12 years, and hey, that's the lesser of two evils. So I better vote for him. Or they can say, we want your son to be a faggot at the age of 8 because he's 6. And the other party say, we want your son to be a faggot at 6. Well, goddamn, with the lesser of two evils, my son gets to be straight for an extra 2 years. They have no reason to change if they're guaranteed your vote. Fuck them. I will not vote for those fucking faggots that are like, oh, lesser of two evils. Fuck you. I won't vote for you.
I don't blame you. I'm with you. And the thing is now I go back in recent history and I say back in the day, like 80s and 90s, a lot of Americans who are alive now, who are Republicans, grew up, and I grew up with that. That was widely, well, you know, you better vote for the Republicans, lesser of two evils. In other words, people were concerned about their wallets, their pocketbook, cash flow. I get it. They go, well, the Democrats, we know, are going to tax us 10-20% more a year or 30% more a year, but the Republicans won't, or they might raise it, you know, 5%. Okay, so that worked for a little while, and people went, yeah, you know, that was sort of the lexicon. That was sort of the built-in thing to the Republican Party. The problem with the Republican Party is, in my view, it took advantage of this lesser of two evils concept. And they drifted more and more and more left. And now the Republican Party is kind of like the Democrat. I mean, to have a Republican candidate for president, Nikki Haley, come out and say she wants to have complete Red China surveillance over all the internet with a kill switch. She wants to dox you. She wants to know who you are. And by God, if you go against her or type in anything that she doesn't like, she's going to ruin you for life, get you fired, freeze your bank accounts, you know, make your life miserable. And that's what she meant. You better kowtow to me. So she's talking to me like President Xi of Red China or the worst Democrat. And to me,
I mean, the Republican
she
Party
has never
has
been a Yeah, they're
the
so
Party
terrible now.
So shitty, so awful. They've lost people like me. I was a lifelong Republican. They lost me. You were a lifelong Republican. They lost you.
They lost
you know,
me.
They lost people like me, people like you, people like Stefano, people like Kat, people that, you know,
yep.
we talk to. They've lost us. Well, they lose those
I'm
votes.
I'm gone, baby.
Where do they make those votes up? Nicks, fags, shit like that. Right there in your own state. Nikki, or what, fucking Carrie Lake is like, oh, the lesser of three evils. We got this fucking little dyke-looking bitch that has, like, goes to a drag queen story hours and shit and, like, puts on drag queen story hours, drag queen fucking shows in her home. But, hey, at least she's not, at least she don't want the kids to be fags. She just wants the fat adults to be fags. So it's the lesser of three evils. Well, I'm going to vote for either one. Fuck her campaign advisor, Ari Seckel-Cohenberg, too.
I will say this in Carrie Lake's defense. You're right, Lincoln. That did happen. And I'm very true. I'm very – look, folks, I'm the most fairest guy you'll ever meet when it comes to candidates. Carrie Lake is extremely popular in the Republican Party in Arizona. Personally, she comes across very personable. I like her, but I agree with you. She does that stuff, and she was called out on it, and her campaign really had nothing to say about it. But she was called out for it. Even here, you know, but look, I personally think she won the election of the Arizona governor, but like Trump, hey, it was stolen. Now, I tell people, you Republicans out there in radio land, you guys better do one of two things. You can write this down. You either better field much better candidates or you better learn how to cheat really good. Because the Democrats aren't going to stop cheating. So you better learn how to cheat as well as the Democrats to flip the elections in your favor. Because don't say, well, we lost the election again, Bob. But by God, we stood on our principles.
Yeah, our principles.
I have heard that my entire life.
Our principles are going to be Carrie Lake 2026 campaign slogan. I want men to wait until they're 18 to suck another man's dick.
or her campaign slogan is, I know I'm going to lose, but I'm going to stand on my principles, damn it. And by the way, guys who are 18 can have fellatio.
I do stand on my principles. Any of these fucking Republicans that say they stand on their principles, no, they don't. Their principles are bought and paid for by fucking rich Jews every day.
I was just getting to that. Who is in line? I mean, folks, I'm being objective. I just call spade a spade. Who is in line with their hand out, their little tin cup, to AIPAC, the biggest Jewish lobby in America? Lines of Republican senators, candidates for president. And they get up there and they more or less promise Israel, we're going to send you money. We're going to send you troops. In other words, our blood and our treasure whenever you need it. Because we believe in you and we stand by Israel, by God. Okay, first of all, there's a lot of things wrong with that statement. Why are we standing by this country of Israel, when the whole world hates them? Israel is nothing but a thorn in America's side, to be blunt. They are nothing but a fucking problem. I have always, how blunt can I make it? I mean, I would have nothing to do with them. I would say, guys, you're in the Middle East. If I was president, fight your own fucking wars and leave America out of it. Leave us alone. I wish you well. Wink, wink. Have fun out there. But I wouldn't send any of our money or our troops. I would not put my fleet in harm's way. Do you know our fleet right now is in harm's way, America? All it takes is a few hypersonic missiles from mighty Russia to knock out our entire fleet. In one swift move, they can knock out our fleet Pearl Harbor style. If the other countries really wanted to, and Nikki Haley would still be there saying, well, we lost the war, guys, but we stood by Israel, and for that, I salute you. That's about, yeah, thanks a lot, Nikki. We lost our whole fleet. 25,000 sailors drowned, but by God, we stood on our principles, right? That's all that matters is Israel, right? See, our foreign policy is so intertwined with fucking Israel. That's the problem. And they have a right to exist. This is nothing against them having a right. They have a right to exist. UN Charter 1948. But my thing is, I don't want America to be tied like a oxen to a box cart to Israel going forward. Unfortunately, I got to sit here and watch my country self-implode, commit Harry Caray in front of me in suicide because they're too stupid to get away from Israel. Israel, what have they ever done for America? Nothing. Seriously.
Nothing. Israel is nothing but a fucking tick. It's a parasite. That parasite.
That's right.
Off of everything. And they parasite
That's
off
right.
the name of anti-Semitism, ADL. It's nothing but a parasite leech. That's all it is.
That's America all they do. That's right.
All the Muslims that Gunslinger hates. We had no problems with Muslims until we started worshiping fucking Jews in Israel, and then that's their mortal enemy. Of course they don't like us. They shouldn't like us. We help Israel steal their land every day, and they wonder why they don't like us.
That's right. It is really bizarre. And you and I have talked about this, Lincoln, on Telegram and elsewhere, and I agree with you. I just look at this country and I go, how great America could be, how most wonderful this nation could be if we could just get about 5 or 10 things in order. And we're so far down the rabbit hole now, I'm not sure. It's not going to be what I call a safe recovery or landing America. So you better get prepared. It's not going to end pretty, you know. We're long, long past that time frame, kind of like our national debt. We're long past the point of no return. And the same thing with the current structure. It's not sustainable. And I swear to God, if this country gets nuked because of our strong alliance with Israel, Israel would love it. Great. Now America's all on our side. See? That's how they think. But see, I'm an America First guy, and I think that would be horrendous. One, for the event. Two, now I see our whole foreign policy going now, you know, 100 miles an hour in Israel's direction. Israel is setting us up for failure. They're not our friend. They're not our greatest ally. And they are nothing but a leech, a tick, and a parasite on American foreign policy. We get nothing out of our relationship with Israel. Nothing. Tell me one thing that we get, America. Seriously. What, some intel for the Middle East? A base or two? I mean, all I see is we're giving them billions and we get nothing back. What are your final thoughts, Lincoln?
You know, Vaughn, I'm gonna tell you something. I came to a realization a couple of years ago after I became a white nationalist. I used to say the same thing, America First. I was the huge Trump guy. Most people like give me shit because I don't like Trump. I was a huge Trump supporter. I had Trump flags covering my living room, my basement, the outside of my house, the backyard of my house. I had a fucking Trump flag on my stickers on my car, hanging on my shed. Trump flags. I had 2016 Trump. No bullshit. You know, like I had so many. I had Trump socks. I had Trump boxer shorts. I had Trump pins. I signed my shit with at work. You know, I came to the realization after a while that I'm not America first. I'm really not. I'm not America first. I am folk first. I am my race first and America second. And if that makes me a shitty citizen, I don't fucking care. I care about my folk. I care about my people. That's why I want America to be a white nation it was intended to be.
I agree with you, but the problem is so far gone from that, and that's why I say I agree with you totally. But I say when I say America first, to me, it's more of a it's the first place that people can go to. People will not make the leap from where they're at to say white race first. They'll go to America first, and then the ones that are open, you can move further down the line. You know what I mean? But they won't make leap of faith. That's what I'm saying. In pure political terms, they won't go there overnight. They won't. Very, very few will. It's just too big of a leap for them mentally.
I didn't either. It took me. This was a multi-year journey for me to get there.
Oh, I agree.
It took me years to.
Yeah, it takes a while. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Yeah, it takes a while. It's a journey, and the more you learn, the more you hear shows like this, you start to realize, fuck, man, you know, Lincoln and Vaughn and all these other, they make a lot of sense. What am I being fed every day? A bunch of propaganda about Nikki Haley and Ukraine and Israel and Lindsey Graham and Romney and RNC crap. It's crap. If it wasn't, I'd back them up. But I'm sorry, they've gone too far off the rails, and there's no going back because they double down, triple down, like Nikki Haley. All of this week, triple down. I've got to surveil you, dunk you, and know who you are. And that's the new RNC. If that's the new RNC, screw them. I will attack them on the air, of course. Yeah.
Do you know what a sadomasochist is?
Yeah, I do.
It's like some weird sexual perversion, which they get off on pain type thing. What I see is with all these lesser of two evil people, it's like. Our loving Israel, it's like Israel can just keep kicking us in the dick, and the more they kick us in the dick, the more we're gonna love them, and the more we're gonna beg to kick us in the dick again. Well, I hate to say it, I see the exact same shit with Trump. All these Trump guys that voted for Trump, I was a Trump guy myself. It's like I was all about Trump, and you know, Trump can only kick me in the dick so many times, and I'm gonna say, you know what, fuck Trump. But I see people to this very day, Trump's already kicked them in the dick 25 times, and they want 25 more. Yes, sir, give me 25 more.
Takes a lot of people are mentally programmed, and this show I've always said is we're like an anti-MK Ultra deprogramming platform. And that's why we're dangerous, because we deprogram people. While we're ridiculing the things that some people believe and hold dear. I get it. Look, I've always said, I'm very fair, Trump had one hell of a campaign in 2016. Great campaign. He was a great campaigner. I went, my God, we finally got somebody who's talking about things that we care about, at least to some extent. Wow. Trump, you have to admit, he was a phenomenon in 2016. And in my view, I would look at Trump to his face. I don't care if he's a billionaire, and say, you fucked up. You squandered your goodwill. Your power base has eroded. and then you try to use weird 5D chess math to get it back, and you wanted to get it back not through your base, which were white men. You went the minority route, and that completely fucked you over.
That is,
and then you got blind with power.
Suicide.
You got, yeah, ill-advised. Whoever your advisors are, man, fire all of them. Now Trump will say, well, I'm doing something right. I'm 30, 40% ahead of the polls. I can hear him now. Yes, Donald, you're right, but I don't think you're going to win, man. And look what happened last time. I mean, people say, Trump's got to win. I disagree. The Democrats are going to steal it again. And that's why I said either Trump changes his message or learns how to cheat better than the Democrats. He's got two choices. He, you know, come on, Operation Warp Speed was a disaster. COVID was a disaster. Trump hired Fauci. Trump hired General Milley. All facts. He made a, for a guy that claims, you know, I'm a great businessman,
he hired some really crappy people.
He hired
Nikki Haley, too.
He hired Nikki Haley. Thank you. Another one. All of Trump's hires were terrible.
And Comey.
I mean,
Comey.
I'm just being honest. He hired Comey. It's right. Then Comey backstabbed. So I would say to Trump, either you're a terrible judge of character, or you're getting terrible advice, or you're not as smart as we think you are.
And Pence.
It's got to be one of the three. I'll leave it at that.
Pastor,
you know,
Pastor brother, I've kept you on the air long enough, brother. I just want to say, good talking to you again. I missed talking to you last week. Hell, the white race that built this country and every successful country in the entire world.
Love it, Lincoln. Thanks so much, man. Hell, victory, brother. Have a great night. You got it. Great call from Lincoln there. Good stuff. Well, folks, if you're an RNC member, you need to hear from people like Lincoln more, because there's millions of them, and they're growing. You can count me in those ranks. There's two kinds of rhinos, the ones that say they're a Republican. There's a lot of people like me that grudgingly might vote in some little election. I'll vote R for mayor or something. You know, I do it sort of like, it doesn't mean I'm really into it, because I've always said the RNC, the national party, sucks. The local guys aren't bad in the Republican Party, the local, real local people. But once they get to D.C., they get all corrupted. And maybe that's just the way all parties go. But a third party is what, and a nationalist party is what this nation's craving. And I've always said that. Craving that. We're tired of the song and dance. We're tired of the uniparty. We're tired of being lied to by our own party. We're tired of the lesser of two evils. There's just fatigue that sets in. It's political fatigue. And you can't keep asking the American people, well, if we just do it one more time, everything is going to come off roses. We'll have a chicken in every pot. Everyone's going to have a job. And everything will be honky-dory. I think Americans are just like looking around going, we've been doing that for 30, 40 years, and now we're worse off. So maybe we should look elsewhere. Maybe it's time. That's why I play the promo on my show that this is a nationalist show. I'm independent. Again, the Democrats are far worse than Trump. Trump's a great guy compared to the Democrat Marxist Party. And Trump's done very well. And Trump, his smartest move lately, in my book, I would advise him the same thing. Don't go to the debates and debate morons. Because Trump's got enough political baggage, which we talked about. But him going to a Republican debate Sure, the networks want him on there for ratings, but Trump was smart to not go to any of them. That was what I would recommend. Brilliant. You're ahead of the polls, Donald. Why even go? And he didn't. Smart move. Smart move. So shrewd Trump needs to come back, not dumb Trump. Dumbo Trump. You know, we'll see what happens. Trump's only getting older. He's not as young as he once was. Don't forget, 2015 when he campaigned was already this January, 9 years ago. A lot of people change in 8 or 9 years. You know, you get one bite at the apple. He had one bite. He got in there, started out great, ended so-so. So it's going to be interesting if we even have an election. It's going to be interesting what really happens. I'm telling you. Well, we got some more things coming up here. I think we'll go all the way to the wall tonight. What do you say?
Es gibt ein Haus in Neu-Berlin, man nennt es Haus Abendrot. Es war der Ruin vieler guter Jungs, von mir, mein Gott, litt ich Not. Zugehört. Ich wäre heute daheim. War jung und dumm, war ein armer Jung, auf den Abweg geführt und gemein.
Nationalists need, as I said before, to start some buildings. They need to start building. Like, look, that's what the DNC did. That's what the RNC does. They have buildings. You need a headquarters. You need a hall for candidates, for symposiums, for rallies. The nationalists need to build. I would build a big city square, a plaza, a hall, a rally hall. Build some makeshift party headquarters and buildings and get serious about it and start building some stuff out there where it's in a good location, a secure location, because you know you're going to be attacked. Literally, and I mean that, you need guards in the perimeter because Antifa will drive down from Portland to attack the buildings or spray paint them or graffiti. I'm just telling you, there's all kinds of weird people out there who will do stunts like that, okay? And you got to get serious about it. RNC, in my view, is on life support. DNC is altogether gone. They've gone the way of Red China, the Maoist revolution. RNC is what the Democrats were 30 years ago. So the nationalists are the real party in America. They represent the real people. And I've always said, you've got to go America first. That's an easy base for most Americans to get to. You can convince them. Once they're there, their journey will continue. You get my picture? You get my drift? I think you do. And that's how it's done, step by step. Rome wasn't built in a day, brick by brick, my friends. Brick by Roman brick. Now, we're really short on time. I think this is the our tech wizard. We had a lot of calls tonight. And, I mean, we're short. We got about 3 minutes left. Is this the Irish pirate? We'll find out. Welcome to the show.
I sure think
there?
It is. I sure
yes.
think it is.
Thought that was your new number. Well, you're going to close it out. We got
let's
4 minutes. I know, man. Floor is yours.
Well, I'm getting disillusioned with people still thinking that there's a political process going on. I quite honestly don't think that anybody is actually attempting to do anything that's transparent. And you and I both agree that the Israel – here's the thing. You want to really know what's going on this planet? Think of anybody that has told the United Nations to stuff it within the last year or so. You want us to do something, we're not going to do it. Gee, what happens to that country right after that? You know, Mexico pulled them off, and they ended up with hurricanes on both coasts, which we discussed last time we talked. Well, then
right.
I looked up some more of that. Chile, I believe, two Arab countries, Japan. Anyway, each and every one of them ended up with weather warfare. That's the first thing you get. You want to talk bad to us? We have the ability to tell someone to make your life miserable. Because after all, what they're after is what you own. What they're after is what the country claims to own. And what do you think is
right.
in, you know, with this big thing going on with Israel and Hamas? It's in Gaza, right? Well, what's in Gaza?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every time you hear the news talk about it, they say it's a bunch of desert with nothing in it and nobody wants it. And they'll say that Israel's so terrible because they kicked a bunch of people out of their homeland, allegedly, supposedly, put up a big wall, and then they're, like, dancing on the other side of the wall while they don't get electricity. But then you come back over to Hamas and say these people should have died a long time ago. And they should have, you know, my forefathers should have killed their forefathers. And you're like, you know what? You guys shouldn't even be together. You guys shouldn't even talk. You know, forget peace. And so what is in Gaza that's so important? Well, if you had the satellites and everything like that and you could look for it, you know darn well what's in Gaza. It's called oil. And we're running out of it on this planet, even though the planet is replenishing it. Every oil well that was used a long time ago is starting to get oil back in it. But the problem is we keep using more and more and more of it. And that is, for example, why, you know, how do I say this? The industrial war complex, whatever you want to call it, is what makes it so that Ford can't sell you the cheapest car. Okay, it's not because Ford doesn't surely Ford wants to rip you off, but they don't want to do it that way. They want to sell you a high-quality car and put you into a contract that they have purview over. What makes Ford have to make sure you don't get the proper technology? Do they have that much power? No, they don't. And so, for sure, the problem is there's a bunch of oil in Gaza, and so they're going to have a war in Gaza. It's as simple as that. We're going to have a so-called presidential election, but nobody has shown how to make that transparent. And so what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
Disaster. Chaos,
yeah.
Irish.
So I think
chaos.
This is remarkably, remarkably simple if you could pull the head out. And
we got
actually look at
20 seconds, sir.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
Right.
I'm good with it. The important thing is you think that by just, quote-unquote, doing the right thing and bringing your lunch pail to work or something like that, that you're not being totally taken advantage of. And that's just not true. You are supposed to take a bigger look around, not deal, for example, with banks that eat other banks, churches that eat other churches, basically people that eat other people contractually. You need to stop messing with these people. You need to find better people to hang around. And if it's going to be down to what my race used to do 200 years ago, you're not with the program. We need you now.
Irish, will get you on the air earlier on the next show, I promise you, sir. Thank you so much. Folks, this is our tech wizard, Irish Pirate. We are down about 1.5 minutes here. So I want to say this, by their fruits you shall know them, O wise ones. The hour is late. Economic and religious debate should be paused until the mongrels are expelled from our lands and our birth rates are set positive. We need 10 strong sons for our ancestors and no more brother wars. Thank you all for being here tonight. God bless you all. I promise you more talk radio this entire year and month. We thank you all for being here. Have a great night. We are broadcasting from Valhalla Studios in Arizona. Good night.
Surfing and spying.